is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms. Brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way.
Loitering on the front steps.
I'm resting. I'm not loitering.
We don't want hippies around here. We got enough of them as it is.
Lo, hear the gentle lark.
What? What's that pile of stuff you got there?
To brighten the corner, lady, into every life some paint must fall.
Oh, you've been drinking. Now look, you get yourself and that junk out of here, or I'll call a cop in 5 minutes.
Oh, Jeff, you're here already.
Hi, Kate. I'm afraid the natives are restless. Well, where do we go?
Apartment 3D. It's in the rear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What have you got there?
2 drop cloths, 1 stepladder, 3 rollers, 3 roller pans, a jug of turpentine, 2 brushes for the fine work, a covey of old rags, and a roll of paper towels.
Well, I am impressed.
Some wood stripping and a hammer.
You can fix the hole in the floor, too?
You name it, lady.
Oh, say, that's terrific.
Oh, you mean you didn't think a guy like me could do a job like this, huh?
Well, of course I did. It's...
Beneath a clown's bells, there beats an aching heart. Also a lot of muscle. You want something done, Kate. I'll do it.
Thanks, Jeff. Now, let's get all this stuff up to the apartment.
Okay. Trudy coming?
As soon as she's through work. What's this?
Oh, I couldn't leave my guitar home. She gets lonely. Oh, that. A bottle of wine. To lighten the load.
Is Mr. Ross in?
No, sir. I'm sorry. He's gone for the day.
I was afraid of that. I got tied up. Well, is there anybody here who knows his work, acts as an assistant?
June Lockwood would.
Oh, yeah.
What is the name?
Anthony Cushing.
Just a minute. June, Mr. Anthony Cushing is here to... she'll be right out.
Thank you very much. I hadn't realized it was almost closing time.
Mr. Cushing.
Oh, yes.
I'm June Lockwood. Mr. Ross will be sorry he missed you.
I'm not so sure. But thank you for coming out. Kate's told me about you, June.
Kate's told me about you, Mr. Cushing.
Mm-hmm. You know her pretty well, don't you?
Enough to think she's a pretty terrific girl. But she's not going to last very long in this business.
Oh, why not?
You can't go mopping up the ocean with a sponge.
Uh-huh. Do you know where she is now?
She told me if I didn't have to go to night school class tonight, I'd be over in that apartment working with her.
Now, wait a minute. She's new at all this. I tried to tell her she had no business over in that neighborhood trying to paint one of Ross's run-down flats. It was a crazy idea.
Is that what you wanted to see Mr. Ross about?
No. I have something else on my mind. But now that I've met you, June, maybe you can give me a little information.
I hope so.
I'd like the address of the building and the number of the apartment Kate's trying to fix up.
I'm not sure she'd thank me for that.
All right, I'll have to get it from someone else then.
Were you thinking of going...
I'm not going to interfere. I tried that at lunch. But I would like to know...
I shouldn't say this, Mr. Cushing, but I like Kate. And I know you do.
I wouldn't be here now if I didn't.
Then why are you giving her a hard time?
Me? Giving Kate a hard time? June, I can see you're a bright girl. And Kate tells me you're studying law. But you'd better get to know people.
I mean it, Mr. Cushing. You're making things rough for Kate.
Well, if I am, every guy in this city is on the wrong track.
Could be.
June, where do you come from?
Uptown, about 80 blocks. The city's home to me.
All right, then you've been around. Tell me, what does a girl want besides attention, admiration, constant interest?
You really want to know, Mr. Cushing?
Legal advice. You can bill me.
Be 2 years before I can do that. But I can tell you now what girls today want.
All right, what?
To be free to make our own mistakes. Not many men will give us that.
Huh? You may just be right. Well, do I get the apartment address?
614 West Calvert, apartment 3D.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, June. Is there a phone in that apartment?
No, Mr. Cushing.
Jeff, how does that look?
Too much paint on the roller cage. You waste paint and you get a drippy effect. Mm. Here, I'll show you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Where did you learn all this, Jeff?
Oh, here and there. Comes in handy.
I'm certainly grateful.
Well, it's a break for me, Kate. Helping you like this. Oh, crackers.
What's wrong?
I forgot the scraper for the woodwork. Boy, this looks like it's been chewed by man-eating moths. I'll be right back.
Well, why don't you wait until Trudy gets here?
You don't want to stay here alone?
No, it isn't that. I was just wondering what's keeping her.
Good Mother Earth? She'll be here. Just lock the door after me. Oh, crackers, the lock doesn't work either. Some pad this.
Are you going to find any stores open at this hour?
Oh, I'll find something. Meet Tarzan, you jungle flower. Bye now.
Oh, mind if I walk in?
Hello.
I live next door. I heard you two lugging all that junk down the hall.
I hope we didn't disturb you.
Yeah, you did. I got a few things to ask you two.
You to sit down. There's no
place. I didn't come to sit down. Like I say, I got a few questions to ask you. My, it'll be real fancy in here, isn't it? All that white paint.
Well, I hope it'll be nice.
When are you and your boyfriend moving in?
My boyfriend?
That hippie I seen you come in with. I saw him before out front.
Oh, he's not my boyfriend.
That's your business. When are you two moving in?
We're not. I mean,
look, you don't have to make excuses with me. I know what goes on today. I don't care. But I want you to know this is a decent building and we don't like hippies.
I
got it, sister, on the first bounce. But if you don't mind my saying so, you don't look like a chick who'd shack up with a guy like that.
Look, we're painting the apartment for a new tenant. Another girl is coming in to help us in a little while.
Oh, three of you, huh? That's why you got the big bottle of wine in the corner.
Now, just a minute.
If it's an orgy, I'm calling the police. We've had trouble in these empty apartments before.
Mrs., what is your name?
I'm not giving it to you, sister.
I'm from the Ross Real Estate Agency.
Ross? Those bums rented me my dump, too. And you, Miss Ross Real Estate, in here with a hippie guy.
Now, you listen to
me. Now, wait till the landlord gets a load of this.
A load of what? Our first guest, Kate? Oh, Fairy Queen.
Oh, it's you. What did you call me?
Say, is she making trouble?
Jeff, let me handle this, please.
Be Tarzan. Out, damn spot.
What?
Aroint thee, witch, the rump-fed Runyon cried.
Oh, he's nuts.
Trouble, boil and bubble.
I'll get the police.
Allow me, Queen Mab.
I'm gonna go call the super. He'll throw the two of you out of here.
On wings of song, my good woman. Cold water on the back of the neck. You've got tired blood. Good night.
Oh, Jeff. Am I glad you walked in.
There's one in every building.
Was she ready to make trouble? Wow.
Into each life, some rain.
Did you get this paint scraper?
No scrapers sold in the city after 9 p.m. under penalty of the mayor.
Well, we can get the walk done anyhow.
Sure.
What are you doing, Jeff?
Resting the body. I had a hard childhood.
It's late. Let's get on with the job.
Sure.
Oh, no.
A jug of wine and thou, Kate.
Jeff, get up off the floor.
The vine her ancient ruby yields. Ah, my beloved, fill the cup.
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, well, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
Did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Ban Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On, so economical yet so effective. Faces of Love has been brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be.
Dear ladies, I am with you once more. William Makepeace Thackeray, author of Vanity Fair, and I trust welcome. Now, tell me, did I yesterday convey the impression that all will be a garden of roses for Becky Sharp and Captain Rawdon Crawley once they have met? And did you believe it, ladies? If yes, then you do not yet know me or how slyly I write. A novel strewn only with rose petals is a very dull novel indeed. Roses have thorns. Today, thorns. But Rebecca herself believed and is so telling her servant now.
Giles, guess what Miss Crawley told me. Guess.
Oh, I can't rightly guess, Miss Becky, but from the looks of you, 'twas what you wanted to hear.
Thank heaven it was. She said, gather ye rosebuds while ye may.
What, miss? How will you gather rosebuds? It ain't summer no more. And what's roses to do with Captain Crawley?
Oh, Giles. How delicious you are. I shall tell him, dear Captain, I shall say, what have you to do with roses?
Oh, you may make sport of me as you please, ma'am. But it ain't my own fault I've no fine schooler like you. And how,
oh, no,
how
no,
am
no,
I to
mean...
know the meaning of rosebuds and Mr. Rawdon?
Of course you don't.
Well, you'd best get another maid to attend you that knows all them fancy things.
Giles,
and leave me go back to the scullery where I'm best suited to be. And where I can
will you
understand what's talked of and where I can really...
Oh, why did I choose an aide with a red-headed temper and a wagging tongue?
Oh, it's why you choose me, miss. For me hair? And you said your own self, I'd no need to hold me tongue.
Are you trying to make me sorry I said such a thing?
Oh, no, ma'am. To make you glad. And not be tired of me for not talking up like you like.
All that tempest was but fireworks, so I'd not be bored.
Yes, ma'am.
And you've no intention of going back to the kitchen?
Oh, no, Miss Becky. I'd sooner die.
Oh, Giles. Tu es délicieux.
Now what were you saying to me? Oh, don't trust French talk.
Oh, my goodness, goodness. Don't fly into another temper. I said you're delicious, and so you are.
How? Thank you, miss. Now, what are them rosebuds?
Serve you right if I didn't tell you. But it's delicious, too, and I can't keep it to myself a moment longer. Miss Crawley orders me to adore Captain Rawdon, has no objection to what she calls a pretty flirtation, and, thank heaven, she gives us her blessing.
Oh, lovely. You've no more worries now.
Oh, haven't I? I fear she means it can be only a flirtation.
Well, it's not for her to say, is it? Tis for you and Captain Rawdon, ain't it?
Oh, only time can answer that. And it may be all of this is folly and foolishness anyhow. The handsome captain may not be one bit taken with Becky Sharp, nor Becky Sharp taken with him.
Oh, you're dead wrong, Miss Becky Sharp. I know the both of you. Twill be t'other way round. I'm certain. Them rosebuds, you still ain't told me.
Gather ye rosebuds while ye may. Part of a poem Miss Crawley quoted.
Oh.
It means one should have a lovely time whilst one is young, for soon, all too soon, one is old.
Oh, I do love poems, I do. Will you say more of it, miss?
Gather ye rosebuds while ye may. Old time is still a-flying, and this same flower that smiles today, tomorrow will be dying.
I don't like that, Miss Becky. Oh, no, I don't like that at all.
Ladies, it is worthy of remark that Becky, during that conversation, twice found occasion to thank heaven. Could she but hear another conversation, which we shall hear, Miss Sharp would not, nay, assuredly not, thank heaven.
Hi, I'm Sandy Wright. In 1966, I was in a Miss Clairol commercial. Then it was, does she or doesn't she? Today, she still does. I love my hair. After 9 years, yes, 9 years of using Miss Clairol cream formula, it's in great condition. Terrific body, easy to manage, and if I have any gray, who knows?
Miss Clairol cream formula. It's the hair color professionals use. The best it can be, at any price. Look for Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrol. I compared labels. Daytrol has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrol can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrol. New from Bristol-Myers.
Let us depart Queen's Crawley, dear listeners, and venture to the city, to London and Chatham Barracks. There, Lieutenant George Osborne and Captain Rawdon Crawley are acquaintances only. From 1 month to the next, they do not even meet. If meet they do, merely pass the time of day and move on. Now, with what reluctance I report that on this night of all nights, outside the mess hall, they meet, stop, and, alas, talk.
Ah, Crawley.
Osborne.
Fine weather we're having.
Splendid. Good to have seen you.
I say, Crawley, wait a bit.
Yes, Lieutenant?
Just looking about for a game of billiards. Double bets. What do you say?
Can't, old chap. I'm riding out.
Oh, pity.
Got a bit of leave, and I'm bound for the country.
Lucky fellow. Late start, wouldn't you say? It's gone 10 o'clock.
I mean to put up for the night at the White Swan. Off again first thing in the morning.
Well, what about a bit of grog before you ride? You'll have a thirst before the White Swan.
Sorry, I don't think I am. Why not? You're jolly, right? I'll have a thirst. Public house across the square, right?
Righto. We're off. Place empty. Leave it all to ourselves. What's your taste, Crawley?
Beer's my drink before I ride.
Draw 2 pints, there's a good fellow.
Right, sir.
Fine weather we're having.
Splendid.
Yes, fine for your house party.
House party. Would it were. Annual visit to my father. Whole thing. Beastly bore.
Pity.
2 pints, gentlemen.
Good. Cheers, Crawley.
Cheers.
I say, your pater is Sir Pitt Crawley.
He is.
Queen's Crawley, that's where you're bound.
Right.
My lad, I've a bit of news for you. You'll not be bored at Queen's Crawley this year.
Oh?
Not by half.
How can you know if I will or I won't, Lieutenant?
Well, I happen to know there's a new governess at the manor, and a neat little filly she is.
You don't say.
Miss Rebecca Sharp. I met her at Amelia Sedley's. Schoolmates they were.
Well, no, there's a thing.
She's pretty as well, pretty, very.
What luck. Thanks, old chap. I'll ride in better humor now. Pretty, eh?
That she is, and good company as well.
Ah, let's drink to her.
If you like that kind of company.
Who don't like a pretty filly?
Oh, take care, Captain. Miss Sharp is well named. Sharp she is, and she don't mean to be a governess for long.
Who's to blame her for that?
Count on it. She'll set her cap on you.
Don't mind if she does. Another pint, my man.
Look here, Crawley. You've need to be warned. She's too clever by far. I've seen her at it.
At what?
Bringing a man to heel. To his knees, is better said. Joseph Sedley. Know him?
Sedley? No.
Two pints, gentlemen.
A fat fool, Sedley. Cheers.
Cheers.
You'd think no girl would have him, but she would. Rebecca Sharp would. She'd have his money, anyone's money. It's all she wants.
Well, then she'll not want me. I'm worth exactly £5.6 at the moment.
Your father's a baronet. That'll be sufficient for Miss Sharp.
I'm the second son, Osborne. Won't inherit a shilling.
Oh, so you are. So you won't. All the same, you'd best look sharp.
Rebecca Sharp?
Not a laughing matter, Captain. Take my word, the girl's not to be trusted. Amelia and I and Joe Sedley found her out. You'd best be on your mettle.
I'd best be on my way. Good to see you, Osborne. Pay as I go out.
You'll pay with another coin if you fall in love with that baggage. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Blackguard. What rosebuds now can our Becky gather? I regret, I do, that this is not a novel of rose petals. Your apologetic author, William Makepeace Thackeray.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oceder angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oceder angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oceder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound. Oceder makes your life easier.
How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less? The Author's Studio has been brought to you by the Oceder Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss. Comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the Little Things in Life. Brought to you by Final Net. Gives your hair a great long-lasting hold.
Did you hear me coming up?
up the road just now?
Was that you?
Yes, I was so embarrassed.
Well, that's your muffler.
No, it's not my muffler.
Yes, it is. It's your muffler.
It is not my muffler because I don't have any muffler. It fell off. It just scared the life out of me.
Fell off?
Yes, I thought the car sounded funny when I drove into town this morning, or this noon, really. Anyhow, when I got through at the women's club, it was so late, I'd met Alice Murphy. Do you know they had another baby?
Yeah, come on, get to the point.
What was it?
Your muffler.
Oh, the muffler, yes. Well, I got out of the city and started up the mountain road when the car started making this funny sound like a motorboat.
Ah, that's your muffler.
I know that's the muffler. I'm just telling you now, it didn't sound so bad when I drove very slowly. But the minute I put my foot on the gas, I'd get this terrible roar.
Muffler.
I get this terrible roar, which I knew was the muffler, because I've mentioned this a dozen times, and we can't seem to make any arrangements to get our cars in to be fixed.
I know, now, I know. Mine needs a tune-up, too, and a dozen other things.
Coming down the road, there was this terrible racket, and I looked in the rearview mirror, and here was this thing rolling down the road behind. I thought it was the motor.
Well, how could it be the motor? Your car was still going.
I don't know. I never knew a muffler was so big. I thought it was just that pipe thing that sticks out.
No. As a matter of fact, there's sort of three parts to a muffler. You see, you've got... forget it. No sense trying to explain anything about cars to you. I mean, anybody who can't ever remember to put in gas...
Anyhow, I stopped the car. I picked up this hot thing and put it in the car, so I've got it.
It's no good. I'm sure you'll have to have a new one.
I was so embarrassed driving through the village. Stan Crozier yelled at me, "It's your muffler." And coming up the hill, Bob Mason yelled at me, "It's the muffler."
Well, we've got to stop putting off getting the cars checked up.
I'm putting it off deliberately. It's just we can't seem to arrange a time that's convenient for both of us.
I know. We'll do that tonight after dinner.
I picked up some minute steaks. I'm sorry I'm so late.
Okay. I got home. I wondered where you were.
Women's club meeting. Hello, dear.
Hi.
Where's Debbie?
She called. She's staying at Judy's house, whoever she is.
Judy Miller.
Have you made a list of what you want checked over on your car?
Come on in the kitchen with me while I start dinner.
What needs doing on your car besides the muffler?
Well, let's see. The windshield wipers drive me crazy. They've got to be fixed. You know, it looks ridiculous, for one thing, to see me going down the street with a windshield wiper zigzagging back and forth like mad on a sunny day, for example. Oh, the fried pan.
Now, wait a minute. Can't you turn them off?
Well, sometimes yes, sometimes no. The other day it rained. They didn't turn on at all. I can hardly see to drive.
Well, that's not just ridiculous. It's downright dangerous. Get them fixed right away. Anything else?
I don't think the car should shake the way it does.
Shake?
Yeah.
What do you mean it shakes?
Excuse me, I want to get in the refrigerator. It shakes. Not all the time, just sometimes. And the car is stalling on me all the time at intersections when I have to stop. I mean, people start
Now, what do you mean the car shakes?
Well, I don't know, and if I put it into low when I go down that steep hill, there is a very, very funny sound.
You better get that car in right away. Complete tune-up, gas and oil change. You got something out here I can write on?
Yeah, right there's a scratch pad by the phone.
And you hand this list to the man when you take it in.
Yeah. Oh, the clock doesn't work either.
Oh, forget the clock. They never do.
And the speedometer doesn't work very well.
Honey, what does that mean? The speedometer doesn't work very well. It either works or it doesn't.
Yeah, well, it doesn't, then.
You can't tell how fast you're going?
Why don't we just have a salad and the rest of the string beans with our minute steaks? Is that all right with you?
Your speedometer, can't you tell how fast
salad you're... Salad and string beans? I'm holding the refrigerator door open.
Fine. Anything. Right. Can't you tell how fast you're going?
No, and it's very inconvenient sometimes. Which salad dressing do you want on?
How can you tell whether you're exceeding the speed limit or not?
Oh, I get behind somebody or something.
Well, what if he's driving too fast?
Honey, where do I go that I can go too fast anyhow? I just go into town to some supermarket or the shopping center.
Well, you drive like a maniac.
Well, I don't poke along the way you do. You know, you're a real Sunday driver.
No, I obey the speed limits. Just going into the supermarket, you should know how fast you're going.
Well, nobody turns into a supermarket parking lot at 90 miles an hour. Now, stop fussing about it. I'll get it fixed. Isn't that why we're talking about all this, making a list?
But for Pete's sake, it really appalls me. It really does. The way women get behind the wheel of a machine they know nothing about, and they seldom take the least trouble to find out.
Well, motors really don't interest me, and I don't understand them. You want French or Italian salad dressing?
How can you not be interested?
French or Italian?
French.
Right.
No, Italian. How can you not...
We don't
not...
have any Italian. We'll have French.
Oh.
Okay. Well, put this on the list. The car doesn't start very well. Not right away. I mean, I have to, you know, sort of fool around with it.
Well, you're probably flooding it.
Well, maybe sometimes. But it doesn't seem to catch well, you know?
Did you put water in the battery?
Why, no. Why would I do a dumb thing like that? For heaven's sake, you know, sometimes you act as I'm a complete
idiot. You're supposed to keep water in the battery.
Oh, well, there you are.
And when did you last put in oil?
In the battery?
No, no. In the battery, for the love of... The car.
Oh, the car. What'd you ask me?
I asked you when you last put in oil. Now, you see, the oil goes in the front part of the car, in the motor. When the man opens up the hood...
I know where the oil goes. Cut it out. Now, the fella pulls out that long stick thing and he wipes it off and says you need oil or you don't need
oil. Right, right. And when did the man last say you needed oil?
Oh, heavens, I don't know. It's been ages. Actually, I don't think of it unless the man says, you know, shall I check the oil? And usually I'm in a hurry and I don't bother, but I think that's one good thing about my car. It doesn't seem to use up any oil at all. I mean, it really does. It's very good that way.
Yeah, well, you get dinner and I'm going out and take a look at your car. We got it figured out?
We take both cars into town tomorrow. We go to my garage and leave my car.
Then you drive me to work and bring the car on home.
And how do you get home at night?
Well, you'll have to come back into town and get me.
It's a fair trip. That means I'll be in and out of town four times tomorrow, counting back and forth.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe I can get a ride home with Carl.
No. No. Something rings a bell there.
What?
I think Carl's hoping to get a ride home with you. Yes, Elaine's car is at her garage. I forget what's wrong with it. And Carl's car was getting shock absorbers or something. They have no car.
Okay,
no
forget car. Carl and Elaine for the moment. We've got our own car problem.
Carl got a ride in with Roy Simmons this morning, but Joan said Roy left this noon for some out-of-town job. I wonder how Carl got home tonight.
Could we forget about Carl and Elaine for a moment?
Don't pass the string beans, please.
I got to get my car checked up, too, you know.
Well, now, let's figure one car out at a time. You can't imagine the problems Carl and Elaine are having with no
car at
all.
Can't we forget about Carl and Elaine? We've got our own problems.
Their problems are becoming our problems because Elaine needs a car tomorrow, and I said she could take mine.
You can't drive yours with a muffler gone.
I know that. Elaine has a doctor's appointment getting her eyes examined. She had to make the appointment 2 months ago, so...
Well, you'll have my car tomorrow. You can take her in for the appointment.
Well, her appointment's at 12:30. That means I'll be in and out of the city three times, back and forth six times.
Wait a minute. Hold everything.
Crazy. Never did pass me the string.
Forget everything. Forget it. I've got to have the car tomorrow. I have to meet some fella at the airport that's coming in from Argentina.
Oh, my. They're certainly having trouble down there, aren't they?
Unless I could borrow somebody's car at the office, I could ask Glenn.
I read a funny description of Argentina the other day. The political situation compared the country to a ship headed for a waterfall with nobody at the helm because the crew are fighting about who's going to sit at the captain's table. I love that.
I might be able to get Jerry's car. No.
You don't.
He's on
even
vacation.
Listen.
What?
Nothing. I'm not going to repeat it. I'm too tired.
I'll have to take my car tomorrow to make sure I have one. How about day after tomorrow?
Day after tomorrow. I'm getting a permanent.
Well, that's all right. You'll have mine. Oh, wait a minute. No. The whole arrangement won't work. I'll be staying late in town for the businessmen's meeting. I'll need the car.
Well, if you have to have the car tomorrow and the next day, so I can't even get my car in to be fixed...
Now, look.
I have no cars then.
Wait a minute. Now, take your car in tomorrow, and I'll follow in mine, pick you up, and bring you back home. We'll leave very early. Here, look up the garage. Call them and see if tomorrow's all right.
The number's right there on the wall.
All right, I'll call them.
Wait a minute. Don't bother. I just remember they're closed Wednesdays.
That's nonsense. I never heard of a garage closed Wednesday.
Well, you have now.
Oh, hello? Are you closed tomorrow? You are? Well, listen, hello? He said yes, and I'm closed up now, too, and he hung up.
Well, it's after six.
But where is all this great service with a friendly smile gone to? We've got to get our cars checked
up. I know, dear. Now, let's start over. Let's try to get your car fixed tomorrow. You go in with Fred Hartell, leave the car. Later, I'll ride in with Manny Levin.
No. Why don't I go in with Manny?
It won't work.
What?
It won't work. Just remember, Manny doesn't go into a studio on Wednesdays.
Well, couldn't Carl borrow Hewitt's car?
No, Warren took it on a fishing trip. Oh, dear. No.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Final Net sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Final Net is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Final Net go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Final Net, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrile. I compared labels.
Daytrill has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrill can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrill, new from Bristol-Myers.
The Little Things in Life has been brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant.
I can't talk now. I think they're coming back. I know, Chucky. Okay, I'll see if I can get out. No, she doesn't. Hey, that's great. No. No. Oh, you're awful. Hey, they're here.
I just don't believe it. That's $10 worth of groceries, and it all fits in this little sack. I don't see how you manage.
Well, not easy. You're on the phone, Betsy?
Yes, Mom.
Who is it?
Chucky, Mom.
Betsy.
Bye, Chucky.
He the one?
Yes, he's a problem. I told Betsy to stay away from him.
What's the matter with him?
I'll tell you later, Cora.
Betsy, you know what I said about Chucky?
Yes, Mom.
What are you doing, talking to him?
Just talking, Mom.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, where does everything go?
I'll put them away, Cora.
Mama always said there wasn't a kitchen big enough to hold two sisters.
Why don't you and Betsy go out on the patio? I'll bring out some nice herb tea as soon as I'm finished.
I have to do my homework, Mom.
That can wait 15 minutes. Betsy, I want you to get to know your Aunt Cora.
Okay, Mom.
You talk to her, Cora.
You're real sure she's going to listen?
Go on, Cora.
When I think of all the times you didn't listen.
He's not bad, Aunt Cora.
Well, that's probably true, honey. You don't have to be bad to get into mischief. I gotta admit, though, it helps.
Well, Mom doesn't like him because he has a car.
Well, now she must have a better reason than that.
Well, she says he's wild.
Well, that sounds more like it. Is he?
He's just a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Is he a good driver?
Yeah. I guess so.
And do you bring him around here?
With Mom feeling the way she does.
Well, she might like him better if she saw him more.
Do you know what Mom does when she doesn't like somebody?
I know what she used to do.
Well, she stands like this, and she folds her arms like this, and she tilts her head back, and she looks at you like this.
I remember that look. I don't think she's changed one bit.
Well, maybe she thinks Chucky's wild and tough. But, Aunt Cora, when Mom looks at him like that, she scares me.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen.
Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
Angela, what are you doing home in the middle of your shift?
Is the hospital closed down?
Well, I could say I'm checking up on you.
And I'd believe you.
Anyway, how are you, Em? You did look a little funny this morning.
Well, I'm always a barrel of laughs in the morning.
But seriously, you have got terrible circles under your eyes.
Now, Angela, I've always thought dark circles made one look sort of sexy and interesting.
Only to a lovesick raccoon.
Thanks a lot. Did you come home just to insult me?
No one. Someone left a beautiful Chinese evergreen at the hospital when they went home, and I thought I'd claim it for the garden Jennifer's planning for Bobby's room, so I brought it over.
And it couldn't wait until the end of your day?
Well, it's a good try, Angela.
Do you want to take my pulse?
No, I'll settle for a cup of coffee right now.
Now, that I can do. I'm just having some myself.
Anything else?
No, thanks.
Hey, where is Jennifer?
Oh, she's over at the Baileys, admiring the new kittens.
Here you are. Thanks. I think she's going to admire one of them right on home.
Oh, Mrs. Bailey's making herself very popular with all the neighborhood children.
I bet you can't say the same for their parents. Where's Susie?
She's at cheerleader practice.
Goodness, are we that close to fall and football?
Mm-hmm. And Betsy Foster's going to be all set for those snappy fall days. She has a new fur coat.
At 16,
it's made of squirrel paws.
Oh. Hey, has there been any more flack from Betsy to Susie about her father and me?
I don't know. How's it been going at the hospital?
I avoid Marsh, but I know he doesn't understand. I hope it's doing some good as far as Ginger's concerned.
Angela, you aren't still thinking of leaving.
Oh, Em, I don't know. It just seems as if my life is, well, stagnant. Maybe I should move on. Maybe I rely too much on you and Jason.
Oh, I thought it was just the other way around. You're awfully important to this family, but sometimes I just feel like we're cheating you.
I see.
You should be married, having your own family.
Oh, and all women aren't destined to be wives and mothers.
Well, that may be true for some women. Take Jason's sister Lynn, for instance.
I thought she wanted children.
Yet she married a man who didn't want any.
Well, she's remedying that. I understood she took off with Zurich to get the man she wants.
We'll see. We don't know anything about him yet.
She's going halfway around the world for her happiness, and I'm marking time here in Chicago.
There are men here.
Oh. When you get to be my age, there aren't many available men, or, should I say, eligible.
But there have been. Haven't there, Angela?
Yeah. But somehow, never the right ones at the right time.
Oh, I remember way back when Jason and I got married, there was... What was that red-headed intern's name?
Oh, yes, Jerry. Jerry Warren.
Well?
Just didn't work out, Em. And now I can't even remember why not. Well, I guess I had better get back to Jefferson.
Dr. Foster in, Miss Ellis?
Not right now, Mrs. Foster. He's in conference with Dr. Gonzalez down on the fourth floor.
I see. And you don't know when he'll be finished?
No, I don't. I think it'll be at least another hour.
Oh, dear. Could you call the parking guard and ask him to bring my car around? I've been shopping, and I have all these packages.
I have to care for a patient, Mrs. Foster. Why don't you use Dr. Foster's office and call?
Of course. Thank you. Such independence. Hello, this is Mrs. Foster. Will you please ask the parking guard to bring my car around? Yes. Mrs. Foster. Dr. Foster's wife. I see.
Oh. Hello, Mrs. Foster.
Operator, never mind. I'll call back.
Miss Fairchild, my husband isn't in. Can I help you?
No, thank you.
Do you always feel free to come into his office like this?
I knew he wasn't here. He's in conference with Dr. Gonzalez down on the fourth floor. I came in to leave these records.
I see. You say you knew he wasn't in here.
Mrs. Foster, I don't know what I can say to reassure you, but I have not spent 1 minute alone with your husband.
Oh, I'm afraid it's too late to worry about appearances, Miss Fairchild.
If you would just tell me what you think we've done.
Do I have to tell you?
Yes, I wish you would.
Oh, Angela, I was looking for you.
Do you usually find Miss Fairchild in Dr. Foster's office?
What? No. Hey, Angela, I told you he was down on four, didn't I?
Yes, you did, Trish.
I thought I was losing my mind. Stop by the desk when you get a minute, will you?
Yes, fine, I will.
Well, everyone seems to be free to use my husband's office.
A hospital is not a very private place, Mrs. Foster.
You mean you have to go elsewhere for privacy?
Why do you always seem to take the wrong meaning from what I say? I was just trying to tell you that people are somewhat free to walk into a doctor's office in a hospital. It's not an examining room.
And you expected to find him here.
I said I thought the office was empty. If I had wanted to see Dr. Foster, I know where he is. I could have found him with no difficulty at all.
Julie, I haven't tapped it for years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Oh, poor kid.
5 minutes, Claude.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh. Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Final Net. Final Net is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Final Net holds up longer than you do.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair. And to Hold has been brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.